Welcome to the Monday, May 7th, 2012 edition of the Sands and its Storm Centers Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich, and I am recording today from Jacksonville, Florida. Let's start with a critical update from Adobe. Adobe released an out-of-band patch for Flash. It affects all platforms, so Windows, OS X, Linux, Android, whatever runs Flash needs this patch. This patch has already been exploited in targeted attacks, and you should definitely apply it. And while we're talking about updates, Windows 8 is on the horizon, and with that, there are a lot of Windows 8 related updates for various system utilities. Also, for example, the Stevens Task Manager .xls spreadsheet has been updated. The Windows Forensics Guide has been updated for Windows 8. So certainly, if you're planning to move to Windows 8, these are some of the resources you may want to consult before you take the plunge. There are also previews available from Microsoft for download if you subscribe to the appropriate Microsoft TechNet packages. And the Electronic Frontier Foundation is warning that Skype users in Syria, in particular if they're associated with Syrian opposition groups, are being targeted by malware. This malware does not exploit an actual vulnerability in Skype. Instead, it arrives like so much malware as a Skype personal message, so as a text message in Skype, and it offers a Skype encryption software. If you, however, install this supposed Skype encryption software, it will then allow remote attackers full control over your Skype conversation. So this includes voice and video. While this particular malware is used more targeted attacks, just as a reminder, there's plenty of malware out there that uses the same technique where via various instant messenger channels and Facebook personal messages and whatever way the attacker can find some kind of malware is pushed as a system upgrade, in this case as additional encryption software or even your good old fake antivirus. You haven't heard a lot about fake antivirus lately, but it's certainly still around and just morphs into different ruses to trick people to install software. An interesting bug in OS X Line. It affects users that use Line but still are using the old disk encryption file vault, which only encrypts your home directory. If you're using this feature in Line, then you're subject to having your password disclosed because it is logged in clear text. This is due to a debug switch that apparently was left turned on by mistake. And of course, this log file is itself not encrypted. It's not on the encrypted partition. Overall, I would highly recommend that you move to FileVault 2 if you're using Line. FileVault 2 will encrypt the entire disk, not just the home directory, and it actually avoids a number of issues that the old version of FileVault had. For example, FileVault is not really compatible with Time Capsule, the Apple backup tool, if you're using the old version, and it has a tendency of really growing this encrypted volume rather quickly, and it's quite hard to actually shrink it down, so you end up with full disks before too long. If you are using the new version FileVault 2, then you are not subject to this particular bug. If you do use FileVault 2, there's another little tweak that you can perform to make your system more secure. One of the problems is if you use FileVault 2 and you suspend your system, the system is actually still storing the password and or the encryption key, a better for the encrypted partition in memory. There is a little utility, PMSet, and you can Google the man page for it. PMSet allows you to change your suspend set. So it will actually hibernate or power down your RAM whenever you, for example, close the lid on a laptop. And this will then make sure that your password is actually deleted from memory. Takes a couple more seconds in this case to actually boot up the system, because you do have now to enter again your FileVault password to encrypt your partition. But I think it's worth the extra security. And then we got a story about PHP and some confusions about a recent vulnerability and the related patch. Turns out there is a pretty old bug in PHP that was recently found and released. It does affect PHP instances that run PHP as a CGI script. That's a little bit unusual. So, for example, if you run it as a module, you're not really affected here. However, if you do run it as a CGI script, take a look. The latest patch that was released last week evidently doesn't fix this vulnerability. That would be 5.3.12 and 5.4.2. But we'd definitely take a look at the PHP side and look for workarounds or future patches for this particular problem. Well, and that's it for today. So thanks again for listening, and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.